What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Cat and Mike Show. This week, we have another in-person interview. So welcome, Coco. She's an OnlyFans creator and escort. So welcome.
Lies. OnlyFans kicked me off.
Oh, that's true. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Too soon?
I'll survive.
Too soon. Actually, should we start by talking about that?
We'll start about that since we're on the subject.
Why did they kick? How dare they?
How dare they? Super rude.
And you're like the fifth person I know that has been kicked off OnlyFans. This is like a thing that's happening now. OnlyFans just be kicking everybody off right now.
I seen a lot of people kicked off when I was, which was back in June.
Mm.
I saw some people actually get theirs back.
Oh, I haven't seen that
salty.
Yet.
Salty.
Why don't they like you?
What happened? So they won't give me a real answer, right? So when I harassed them over Twitter and email, they just gave me like really blanket copy paste.
Yeah.
Sort of like computer says no answers.
Says no. They're basically like you just going against the terms and conditions or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think I'm going to be getting kicked off OnlyFans soon too, because me and a couple other people that I've seen on Twitter have randomly just got a notice being like, oh, you violated our terms and services, but this is your last warning. If you get one more warning, then your account's being scheduled for deletion. Me and I've seen like, about three other people on Twitter. I got that the other day too. And I was like, I barely even use OnlyFans. I was like, what the hell have I done? But I know, but they actually did tell me what it was for me. It was, I was telling my client, I was telling one of my fans a story about something to do with me being 16. And I was like, something when I was 16. And because I said the word 16, I got kicked off. I got a strike for that. And then I tried to see if I could appeal it. And I was like, I was just telling a story about me being 16. Like, not like, it wasn't even anything sexual. It was just like, oh, something when I was 16, blah, blah, blah. They're like, no, like you've spoken about, I think it's because I said like 16 years old or something like that. They're like, nah.
Get this. They don't market themselves as like an adult platform, right? They put other people on there. Mm. They put like celebrities on there chefs and stuff like that. Are the chefs and celebrities not allowed to talk about when they were 16?
Good question. I wonder if there's like chefs getting deleted off OnlyFans.
Right? Because they're like, when I was 16, I went to Germany once. Yeah, That's basically how my story was. Yeah. It was like when I was 16, I, you know, something, whatever. And I got in trouble just for that, just for referring to a young person.
Or what if you were doing a cooking show with somebody else and you didn't tag that person? Is the chef going to get kicked off?
Oh my God, that's so true.
Don't get me wrong, I would always tag a person, but like they've been really cracking down on it.
Yeah, I've gotten in trouble sometimes for like, sometimes I just forget to tag somebody, but like I'll send out a video. I think lately they've been auto-saving my tags. But I think they didn't do that before, and I would have to manually tag every time. And sometimes you just forget. It'll just, oh yeah, here's that video.
Or sometimes you tag it and it doesn't actually link up to the person.
Oh yeah, like I'll tag in the bio and then it'll like not actually.
And then it tells you didn't tag it and you're like, yes, I did. It's right there. And it's not in blue and you're like, oh yeah.
I know. Yeah. So I think my OnlyFans is it's now I'm like so scared what I talk about. Like when people are like chatting with me, I'm just like, what can I say? I'm just like literally like, everything. I'm like, I'm
27.
That's a good question. Definitely of age.
Yeah.
One time in my life.
You can't even say the word like young or something, because I think I got like not flagged, but I was typing something and I said the word young and I think I was like something, I want to feel young again or whatever. Like it was just something random like that. And then the word like got, it's like, oh, I can't send your message. Please delete this word. And it was like young. And I was like, oh, school? You can't say school either?
Stop it.
That's
I
wild.
Swear, because
adults go to school.
We all wear schoolgirl outfits.
You're all Northern American. Like in Australia, we would say school just for kids. But yeah, I know you guys use school differently. But
OnlyFans is from America, okay?
Sorry. That's a good point, actually. Fucking Americans.
And if they were Australian, they wouldn't care if we were all escorts.
Well, yeah, no, they wouldn't. You'd be able to do anything.
But I had to do this with Facebook. I kept canceling off Facebook because that's where I run a lot of my shit. I had this program on my computer. Every time I write sex, it changes it to like add the three in there. And whenever I say like a fucking like profanity, I have it like to change it all the time automatically.
Because I can't fucking change it.
Yeah. So I just do that. But that's good. A question about the chefs though. Like are they allowed to like cook in public and have like people in the background? Like,
Which are surely they're doing that. And like celebrities would surely be posting things from like what concept.
Just change your profile
like that. Like a photo at the beach.
Yes. So I don't know why they just hate us.
Maybe. Do you know what they've done? They've probably introduced like new AI to screen everyone. Now it's picking up all this new shit that they wouldn't have before. Yeah.
It's 100% AI.
Yeah, because when OnlyFans first came out, it was you could do anything on there.
And I only ever had one thing flagged on my account. I never got the thing that you got.
Oh, really? Because I've only been seeing those messages like in the last few weeks.
I've been seeing
it. I got one and then on Twitter, it was lots of girls are posting it being like, what the hell?
Yeah. One girl posted it today and was like, stop asking me to meet up in my thing.
That was the one that I seen. Yes, I seen the same one.
It's a scary thought though. If you are like an OnlyFans creator and that's your entire basically income that you have coming in, it's a scary thought.
That's
knowing
what's happened to people. I think that happened to a few of the people that that did lose their accounts. That was literally their way they paid rent and everything.
That's why you need to diversify your portfolio. I'm on Pornhub, Xvideos, Manyvids, Fansly, and probably some other ones that I've forgotten about.
So where
I need to start building promotion. Up a Fansly account, I think, or like in Manyvids.
Because that's where you moved to, right? You moved to Fansly essentially. Like that's where you're doing pretty much most of your content.
People are not there yet, like as in the fans are not there yet, are they?
So I don't know. Obviously, OnlyFans is like way more of a household name. Mm-hmm. Fansly, I haven't had it for very long. It seems to have the potential to grow to what my OnlyFans was. but it has like a different structure. And the structure is pretty cool because like when you post, you can post it so you can have followers and you can have subscribers. While on the OnlyFans, you know how like people will
and
have a
you
free
can have
account.
Tiers,
and
can't you?
Yeah.
Like gold, silver, or whatever.
So you can have free people who see just the stuff that you allow the free people to see. And then you can have subscribers where like they see certain stuff that the free people can't see. You can promote it out onto their FYP, like their For You page, like you would on TikTok or Explore on Instagram or something like that. And people who don't follow you, who are just scrolling, might see like, oh, that's a cute
butthole. I didn't realize there was a For You page on Fansly. Mm-hmm. I think people like Fansly's trying to step up a bit and mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, it seems like that makes so much more sense because this is what I always thought with OnlyFans. Like the big problems are you get no organic traffic, right? So there's no explore page, there's no promotion, so that's one issue. And that was the other issue as well. It's hard to feed people in. Like at the moment, everyone is using other social medias, right? TikTok, Twitter, everything. And they use that as their like free content to get people into Fansly.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have that option in the actual platform where you can say, okay, you can like suss me out a little bit. Here's some like free content and then we'll upsell you to my platform essentially.
Yeah.
It's crazy that OnlyFans doesn't do that. I don't know why they don't.
Yeah. And so like on the free accounts of OnlyFans, for example, how does it work? So like, okay, with OnlyFans with like a regular account, they either post their content directly to their wall or they sell it to you in the DMs, right?
Mm.
On Fansly,
PPV, no PPVs.
Yeah. On Fansly, I can sell it to you in the DMs like a PPV, or I can sell it to you on my wall. I can put it directly on my wall and you can buy it off my wall for two prices, one for my follower, one for my subscriber.
Oh, yeah. That's so much better.
So they can ignore my messages. Don't worry, I got you. You're still going to see it on my wall.
Well, pretty soon everybody's going to be using Fansly because I only know like three people that still have like an OnlyFans. Like,
really? Yeah.
There's not that many people that like still have it. Like I feel like it's just so many people this year have just like had it
booted.
Yeah. Or have gotten one more strike and you're out.
Well, what is it like on Fansly? Are they marketed as purely like adult content and are they banning people for certain things as well or are they more liberal in what they're doing?
I think that they are marketed marketed only for adult stuff as far as I know.
From my understanding, yes.
They're less strict. Like I know, pretty sure on Fansly, like pee content is allowed.
You are the best advertiser for Fansly I've ever seen.
I can pee on you on Fansly, but I cannot pee in your mouth and have you drink it on Fansly.
Oh, okay. It's close.
Oh yeah,
enough.
And you can do things like fisting and squirting and stuff.
Yeah.
I think we spoke about in an earlier episode that
how can you not have squirting in adult content? That's wild.
Because I'm pretty sure OnlyFans banned squirting recently.
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't do any squirting content, so I don't. It hasn't directly affected me, but I seen it on Twitter. Lots of girls saying that they were getting videos removed for squirting.
Soon they're going to be like, "Hey guys, no sex, okay? Yeah. You can do all the porn you want on our website, but just don't have sex, yeah. Okay? You guys can cuddle, and, you can kiss, okay?
And cover your nipples, exactly. And no nipples. Censor your vulva.
Yeah, vulvas must be censored. But on Fansly, you don't have to.
Yeah, so yeah.
This episode is going to be one big ad for Fansly, okay?
We're I feel like you might get a few people after this. Yeah.
Try get a promotion.
Looking for a sponsorship. Yeah. Available for brand deals.
You do it too well, too. Have you ever done brand deals? Because it looks like you have.
Just the one.
Which one did you
Muffins.
Do?
Oh my God.
What?
Check out my Instagram bio. There's a link there for 50% off your Lovin's product.
For your what? Lovin's.
Yeah, what was it again? I forgot.
They're a sex toy brand.
Sex toy. Okay.
And actually, they're for mostly, they do like a lot of like sort of like long distance play. Like control play.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's yeah. Nice. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. WeVibe have a lot of that. I'm surprised more creators don't just have a link for like sex toys in their bio where they just get affiliate marketing shit from.
I think a couple do.
Some do. It's hard in your bio on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking, why do they censor all this shit? It's
I
wild.
Think I know. Yeah. I think I know one person that does some sex toy.
All too. Right. Let's get your best promotion for your favorite sex toy on this site.
Ooh, my favorite sex toy. No, I don't, haven't tried my favorite with the one Which that I believe favorite? Is going to be my
Ooh,
favorite.
Tell us.
I really wish that they would send me the fuck.
She's like, I'm not doing a promotion today. Send it to me, okay?
I really wish that they would send me the fuck toy. What's the fuck machine? Toy? The fuck machine.
Oh, is this like a dildo that like, oh, that looks like it would be fun.
Yeah, I have tried one once. I don't know if it was from Lovin's or not. Let's say it was.
Yeah, but it was amazing.
I'm surprised you don't have one to use in your girls.
Me and Josh were talking. Do you know the Sibian? Have you heard of that?
Sibian, why do I know that?
So it looks like basically a saddle that you
sit
on.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar. Yeah. Okay. I've done that.
That's like the trimmer thing. That's like the thing at the trippy house that we were talking about.
Okay, well, this is like it's a very full machine. I think it costs like $3,000 a string or something.
Yeah, it does.
Wild, right? So me and Josh were talking about getting it and sitting in the corner for our parties. But anyway, so that looks intense. But machine is probably going to be just as wild, I would assume.
There are two different levels of intense because I mean, one is like vibrating, and the other one's like super penetrating.
Yeah.
I've tried the fuck machine with a couple. It was fun.
Oh, damn. Nice. Yeah. Tell us about that. You tried it with a couple? What did that involve?
This couple booked me and they were like, do you want to try a fuck machine? And I was like, okay, I'm scared. Yes. No, I'm scared, but yes.
Okay.
But I've done the tremor at Trippy House and also with, sorry, I keep hitting my wire. With Charlie Classic, he does like a trivia game where you're on the tremor or the what do you call yours?
Yeah, Sibian. I think it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. You're sitting on it and he's doing trivia questions to you and just like turning it up and turning it up.
That's awesome. Yeah, talking about the long distance toys, right? Where you basically control it by. I love those for dates, like even when you're in person. So you take a girl to a date. Essentially, they've got like an internal vibrator or like an egg. And then you can use that. It reminds me of like they're trying to order and you just like bump that shit up. It's the same thing, right? You're trying to think of an answer and you're like, I can't concentrate at all right now.
I had it recently where I told my fans like, hey, I'm just going to be home editing today and I'm going to have this toy inside me. Anybody who wants to control it, like hit me up and I'll send you the control link and get any editing done.
So people were actually like into
that's really smart. Yeah.
Oh god, maybe I should get one of those and be like, hey.
Yeah, that's a really good. It's very like interactive, right? Yeah. If you're dealing with fans, I think that's a really good way.
It's fun for them. It's so like you said, it's interactive.
Do you like sit on a live or something? Well,
I haven't done it on a live, but a lot of like cam girls used to use like that. The original Love Egg that was like that little pink one, right?
Yeah.
That was one that was huge with cam girls because when clients tipped, they could, I don't know how they did it. They could set it up so that when they received a tip, it would vibrate in the egg.
Damn. Mm,
that's clever.
So people would be like, tip, money, tip.
Yeah. Oh, that's clever. Yeah. All right. We'll need to figure out how to set that up because that sounds
good. If I was a girl, I'd be sitting at home being like, yeah, guys, just donate. It'll control the egg. I'll just have the egg on the side and just be like doing work. Fuck this. But no, it's a good idea though. It's smart. I like it. It's very interactive. All right, so you get your sex toy thing going. Let's go back a step, actually. So how did you get into the adult industry to begin with? Like, how long have you been doing this for?
I've been in it since 2012.
2012. Damn.
Long time. 11 years. Yep. I got into stripping first.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that was your gateway.
It is. It's that's why I always say it's like the gateway, gateway job. Yeah. So I was doing like retail management and stuff, and like two jobs in a row demoted me from management position.
Wow, you're not like, a good manager or what?
I was like, what's wrong with me?
I'm noticing a pattern here. Demoted twice, taken off OnlyFans. Maybe, cool, maybe you are doing something wrong here.
Nobody
what's going on?
Nobody backs me.
Damn. All right.
Hey, listen, I was demoted, but they couldn't take my pay away. So I was the highest. I was already like one of the highest paid managers.
That's the worst demotion ever. So they're like, listen, we're going to give you less responsibility, but we'll still give you the same paycheck.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
That's the best demotion ever.
I was pissed off.
I would want to get demoted.
I would fucking
what are you talking about?
I quit. I was so pissed off.
What was their reason? It makes sense of this for me. Why would they demote you and still pay you as much? What was the goal?
I think that they were like, wait till after Christmas. Like, wait, because so the people that demoted me were just like sent in to like go fix the store.
Oh, okay.
And then they demoted me. And then I called like the regional manager. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
why'd you guys do this? And he was like, don't worry. Just wait till after Christmas. We'll sort you out.
Yeah.
And then I just couldn't wait.
You're like, fuck you guys, all right? I'm getting into stripping.
So then I did another job, got demoted again, and I was like, fuck it. And I got into cocktail waitress at a strip club.
Oh, that's the ultimate
gateway
job.
That was the
job.
Gateway, And then I remember
you got demoted, and then you were like,
I got pissed off one night and I was quitting. I was quitting because I got pissed off. And I remember hearing the girls out at the end of the night being like, oh my God. Actually, it was in like, this was in Quebec. So they'd be like, tabarnak, tu sais, which means like,
what?
It's like Quebecois cursing. But they're like, oh my God, girl, I only made $300 tonight.
Oh my God, poor thing.
Like, only?
Yeah.
I'm fighting struggling to make $300. Like, that's my goal. Like, I want to make $300. So then I had another job at the same time at a bar, and the guys were like, oh yeah, we know the owners of another strip club. We can get you a cocktail waitress job there.
Hmm.
And I went in for the interview, and I was like, he was like, all right, so you want a cocktail waitress job? And I was like, nah, I want a strip.
Damn. Did you decide that prehand?
I don't think so.
Is that just like because the girl told you about how much money they made?
Well, they weren't even talking to me, those girls. That was like, I was listening in on other people's conversations.
Just eavesdropping.
Yeah.
Damn. And you were like, damn, $300.
Yeah. But no, I think I made the decision right then and there on the spot. I think I was going in for a cocktail waitress job. And
damn.
Just was like,
that's
fuck it.
Spontaneous as fuck. You're like, let's do this.
Yeah.
And then how did that progress? Did you get demoted?
Fuck you, Mark.
All right, so you weren't very good at stripping either.
I didn't get demoted. I got fired. And then I got fired from the next one as well.
How did you even get fired?
How did you get fired as a stripper? What the fuck were you doing?
They don't give a shit about you. Your management does not give a shit.
But they'll still make money off you though.
But do it their way. So I had like this one guy that didn't pay me, and I made a big deal over the fact that he wasn't paying me.
Don't you get cash?
In Canada at the time, you got paid afterwards. You did the dance and then you'd get the pay.
Oh, well, was it like stripper dollars?
No. Real cash.
But they pay you after.
After, which is crazy.
That's so stupid.
But how do they know?
Why would you trust drunk guys in a fucking thing?
But how do they know what money went to you? Like, so let's just say you did your dance and then I'm a guy and I'm like, oh yeah, I want to give this girl $100. How do I give you that $100?
You give it to me.
But then somebody takes it off you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you do you
so the way that
you're
like,
you pay...
how does the club make money off me?
Yeah, exactly.
How does anybody get money to you then?
So directly to me. Like the money's given, cash is given directly to me. So
and then they take it off you?
Nope. I go to the club and I'm there like, oh, you clocked in today at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock girls pay $50. Had you been here an hour ago, you would have only paid $30. Had you been here 2 hours ago, you
so
would
you're basically like renting the space.
Yeah.
So you pay like a flat fee. Because what I'm used to here is essentially like they take a percentage, right?
Yeah, it's not like that.
So it's very different. So you're basically like renting the space to a strip.
Okay, but then how did they not pay you though? So aren't you paying them?
So I take the guy down out for the dance. Then I'm like, dancing,
yeah, but the guy
dancing,
didn't
dancing.
Pay, right?
I'm like, one song's over. Do you want to keep going or stop there? Keep going. Okay. Another song's over. Do you want to keep going? Let's do 5 for $100, right?
Sorry, can we just see your strip dance one more?
I'm so
no wonder you were flying.
Then he refused to pay me what he owed me.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, well, do you know who I am? Do you know I know the owner here? And I was like, nobody gives a fuck that you know the owner. Yeah. Brad,
it's not like they're gonna fire me, Brad. Okay, try to test me next minute.
So then management was like, here's your money. Like, he talked to management. Manager was like, here's your money. And I counted. I was like, that's not what he owes me.
Oh, shit.
And they were like, you take what you fucking get.
Oh.
And I was like, no, that's not what I danced for. So I'm going to take more than that.
Yeah.
And I got fired for that.
Well, good on you for standing up yourself, though.
Yeah, but I learned to, like, just, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little political there. Okay. So you got fired from the first one.
The next one, it was the end of the night. The end of the night is like power hour. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody's like been hanging around all night going, no, I don't want to dance. Not yet. And in that last hour, now they're all like, wait, where'd all the girls go? Yeah, I want to dance.
I'm
going
to lose the girls. I'm going. Yeah. Okay.
And I go and I talk to this guy and he says, yes, but I'm going to pay you. Just sit and talk. We don't have to go for a dance.
Okay.
And guys do that. So I was like, okay.
Was your dancing that bad, Coco? What happened?
No.
I'm kidding.
And so I sit and talk with him for the last, that power hour. Motherfucker. Still bitter. I've done the work.
I couldn't tell.
And then he refused to pay me.
Yo. And so not only did he not pay you, but you missed out on the most lucrative hour of the night.
Yeah. And damn. I was pissed off. And he was wearing this, I don't know if you know who the munch
is. But that's so weird that they let that, like, people just do that. Like, just sit down for an hour with you. Because you could have then obviously made more money with it.
Yeah. Always get paid first, cardinal rule. So yeah, I took his hat because he had like just gotten this Montreal Expos hat with his initials embossed into it. And I took his hat and was like, fuck you. And then when I was leaving, security was like, hey, this guy says you have his hat. And I was like, no, I don't. I was wasted too, by the way. And I'm like, here. And they check my bag. They don't find it, or they're taking pity on me and they pretend not to find it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, so you fucking told you I didn't have it. And I go to leave. And when I go to leave, I have a driver that picks me up every night and he's not there yet. So I'm waiting for him. And I'm walking and I feel a tap on my back and I turn around. Some dude sucker punches me. His friend sucker punches me.
He punched you?
You got punched by a guy.
Yeah, his friend did. I hit the ground.
A guy just punches a stripper for no reason.
After he essentially stole money with you.
For no reason. Yeah, for no reason. Exactly.
I didn't know you. Like, what the hell?
He did it on his behalf though. And
yeah,
so,
but like that other guy could have obviously been lying about whatever went down.
He punches a girl. Like, just leave it at that.
Period.
Like,
So then I go back inside and stuff and I'm like, I got punched. I'm fucked. We gotta wait for my driver. My driver comes. No. Next day I call into work and I say, hey, I have a black eye. Can I take the day off? And they're like, oh no, you're fired. And I was like, why? I got punched. And they were like, no, you were wasted and we told you not to go outside while that guy was still out there.
Which
I don't recall. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't.
You were lit.
And so maybe they told me don't go out and I was like, I'm going out now. Like, I'm here.
It's like you're gonna get punched or something.
So after that I became a traveling stripper and I never burned any bridges anymore. And every club I worked at after that was always like happy to have me back because I stayed for such a short period of time that I didn't do anything.
What's a traveling stripper? Is it kind of like a touring escort where it's like, okay, I'm gonna go to this place for 2 weeks, strip here, and then go somewhere else?
You basically don't stay at a place long enough to get fired.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that strippers have like little touring things like that. Is that like an overseas thing? Do we do that here?
I don't know.
I've never heard of somebody doing strip tours here.
Yeah, the girls
unless, like,
do it
here. I know the guys do, like the Magic Men guys.
I did it when I came here. So in part of Canada, they do like the circuit. And the circuit is for like, what do you call the girls that, like, showgirls?
Yeah.
They have, like...
Yeah. I know showgirls are a big thing in America. I had somebody that wanted me to do, like, showgirling in America. I was like,
really?
I don't know how to dance. He was like, oh, no, it's okay. I can teach you. I was like, no.
It's easy.
I was like, there's no way I'm getting up on stage in front of rich American men and fucking dancing. No chance. So, oh, my goodness. Could that be a laugh?
And that's how I got into sex work.
All right. And then now you do... So escorting, that obviously started when you were here.
Yeah.
But it's legal in Canada, isn't it?
They're under the Nordic model, which means that it's legal.
Oh,
you know this one?
Yeah.
Can you explain it to me though? What does this mean?
So it's legal to sell sex, but it's not legal to buy sex.
That's so stupid.
So it's supposed to protect me in the sense that if, let's say, I'm just going to say you're the client, I'm the escort, okay? Mm. You did something bad to me. I can go to the cops and I'm protected.
Yeah.
But it's still shit because then it still discourages people from buying it. Exactly. Because if I'm a guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically what they're basically saying is it's illegal, okay?
Yeah.
But we're going to see the women as the victims here, okay? Like if they're selling sex, usually it's because what they were going to assume is it's either forced or they're like under financial distress or there's an issue there. So we're going to make it easy for the girls to come to us to get help to like, we want it illegal, but we're just going to like, perpetrate the guys essentially and the women like
if it's still a stupid system though because really anything other than decrim is just
I agree
because the guys are scared like you're like oh can I have your ID and they're like but this is illegal why am I gonna give my ID when I'm doing something illegal like you could be a cop and I'm like, I'm not a cop like you could see my tits online
it encourages unsafe it encourages unsafe practices
that's awesome
so you didn't do it there
it's okay it's legal like occasionally a very small amount but not like not the same way here where like I list on a reputable site and stuff
and it's
that.
Fully
I freestyle I freestyled over there so like I would go to
I've heard that overseas freestyling is very big like I know I follow a lot of like American girls and stuff like obviously there it's like super illegal and they're like you just freestyle because like you can't trust the ads that the ad sites are in bed with the government and so we just kind of freestyle like,
but can I say as a guy that's the most fucking annoying shit in the world I'm so sorry when you're like you're in your lobby of a hotel.
You think you're picking up a girl.
And you just get constantly like girls coming up to you, speaking to you, being like, you can tell right away because they're way too nice. I'm like, no girl
they're
in Vegas.
They're way too into you.
No girl in Vegas is this nice. And so
I'm like, he's been to Vegas a few times for sure.
So I do like dating coaching, right, for students. So I run boot camps and stuff in America. So we have guys like going out and picking up girls essentially, right? And sometimes I'm looking over and I'm like, this is going way too well.
I'm
like, not this one, man. but you just don't get that in Australia. It might even, is it illegal here?
I think.
Is it? Do you guys know? I don't even know.
I freestyled once a long time ago here.
Okay.
I didn't know what I was doing wasn't allowed.
It's not illegal because like even
there's probably just no need
Like what do you call it? Like is it, doing street work is legal, which street work is basically
it's legal here, but it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
because you don't need to
advertise.
You don't need to. Like if you're a guy, you just go on the ads. You don't need to walk around. And same with girls. Like I know a couple of girls who have freestyle, but it's not like out of necessity. It's more like I'm just sitting in this bar and this guy was next to me.
Okay,
so I thought, may as well just give it a crack.
That's because
it's just so much easier. It's like Tinder basically.
It would be fun if I was an escort
and be like, hey, are you free now, can you come to Balmain, and they're like
that's
literally better than Tinder.
I think if I was a girl I'd prefer to freestyle. I think that would be more fun is what I'm thinking. You guys but are looking to be like, no, it's not.
No, but then if you get caught, if the hotel catches you, then you get banned from the hotel. If the club catches you, you get banned from the club.
This is more exciting, is what you're telling me.
Okay.
This sounds like fun.
There's a risk element.
Exactly. This is okay, so you did a little bit of freestyle.
I started escorting when I came here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have lots of like people just do escorting here.
Because it's super illegal.
It's super legal and it's just super easier.
Yeah, super easier. Do you prefer it? Like, what do you prefer out of the stripping or management?
Stripping and OnlyFans is so much fucking work compared to escorting.
Yeah.
Not
OnlyFans, okay. Fansly.
Fansly.
The online work is a lot of work.
Okay.
It's so much work.
Stripping, listen, I was a little bit like horophobic when I stripped and people would be like, I'll pay you to fuck you. And I'd be like, ew.
I would never.
Yeah. Why would I let you pay me to have sex with you
when
I could just dance and not have to have sex with anybody and make the same amount?
Look, I was homophobic when I was younger too.
Yeah. But I was doing 8-hour shifts in heels being like, go for dance, go for dance, go for dance, go for dance. Come on. Trying to hustle you into a room. Yeah. Well, now it's just like, I'm available. On the day, you know,
and then you literally just sit around, look pretty, lie down for a bit, maybe get into some doggy, and then that's it, done.
You make it sound just so effortless.
It is.
just lay down for a sec. Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. I had a booking recently where I didn't get to lie down or get in doggy the entire time, and I was like,
what did you have to do?
I want to be the pillow princess ride.
Oh, you poor thing. Are you okay?
That. I was like, no, I don't.
Damn, you might as well just be up on your heels dancing. You have to put all that effort in.
It's true. When they put you to work, it's like, oh, fuck.
I was like, this is so much work.
Like, this is my cardio for the day. Why did I bother going to the gym? Fucked up.
It's true. And it was leg day the next day, and I was like, oh, my legs are really hurting from being from my riding booking yesterday.
Damn. What do you think the percentage is? Do most guys want you on top, or are they doing most of the fucking? It sounds like you guys are lying down. It depends
on your kind of clientele. Like, I mean, if you had more of an older kind of clientele, you'd probably be doing a lot of riding.
Okay.
Me, I think my clientele is a bit younger. And because I'm so small, I tend to get guys that are dominant.
Yeah.
So I rarely ever have to really do anything. Yeah. I'm mostly just getting picked up.
They want
to
pick you up.
They want to pick me up and throw me around. And that's 99% of my booking. And you're like, yeah, pretty much I'm just like ragdolling pretty much.
And sometimes you're like, I'm a little bit afraid for my life.
See, you need that, right?
It's I just got thrown into
it's like freestyling. It's just a little bit of excitement.
I literally nearly got thrown into my fan once. I was like, Jesus with this guy. Christ. And he was so tall and we had the fan on because it was like summer and it was really hot and he went to like pick me up. But he like picked me up and was on the bed and I basically like nearly clipped the fan and I was like, no, careful, the bed is on because this guy was tall. He was a tall guy. He's like, oh, whoops, sorry.
That would be the most awkward sex story. Like some guy picks you up and gets knocked out by a fan.
That would only happen to me.
Passed out on the
bed. What about you? What's your kind of clientele usually? Do you do a lot of?
I have such a mixed bag of like really. Some of my.
I feel like you would living in the Gold Coast because there's a lot of people traveling there.
Even in Cairns, it was a mixed bag for me because I lived in Cairns before I was living in Gold Coast, and yeah, I think I've had. Maybe my youngest clients were like 21. I want to say I've maybe had 18-year-olds, but maybe it was 21. So I've had people from 21 up to like their 70s.
Mm.
So there is no.
And do you have a preference of clientele?
Respectful.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, respectful and generous. Generous with
respectful
with
and
the
generous.
Money.
Okay.
Yeah, and just like, I don't know, just easy. Do you know what I mean? No. Like, and not like, you know, sometimes you have clients that are like constantly trying to text in between and like stay in touch in between. And I'm like, that's
like,
not
your girlfriend.
This is. That's something else. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Or then you get the clients that want to do every single extra that you list in like a half hour booking or something. Like, I want to do every single extra you offer and I only want to see you for half an hour. I'm like, that's physically not possible. And they're like, can we try? No.
Can we try? It's like
no,
a bingo of extras. Like,
I think for me, like, I really don't like short notice bookings and stuff like that. And I get it. Guys don't want to like schedule in their horniness. But like, I guarantee you once you walk in the door and like you talk to me for a little bit and I get into my lingerie, you're going to be horny whether you realized it or not.
This is another marketing. I guarantee horniness. Yeah. Walk in the door, yeah. Guaranteed
erection.
Oh, it's
guaranteed horniness.
Horniness. But no money back. But yeah, so like for me, I think I get a little bit annoyed when guys are like really short notice.
Yeah.
But
also. Because it fucks your schedule a little bit. Is that what you mean?
Well, because like I'm not sitting around ready to take a booking, just sitting. I'm on, I'm doing my own life. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to whatever I'm doing. I might be on the beach. I might be like whatever. Mm. I might be out. I might be home. I might be hideous.
Okay.
Like I might have just had a massive steak and not be ready to ride for 2 hours.
It'd be hard to guarantee horniness at that point. Yeah, yeah, I understand. Okay.
Yeah, not so guaranteed horniness on my part if it's a short notice booking.
It's like, I just ate a steak. I'm sitting on the couch, right? You can come over if you want, but no guaranteed horniness, right?
I kind of like, if I'm like available for short notice bookings, I kind of like will schedule days. Like I'll be like, okay, I don't really have much on this day. So like, I'll wait when I wake up. Okay. Like I'll go to the gym. I'll go to the gym straight away. Then I'll like, okay, I'll just fix my hair and just put on like light makeup. So it's like, I could be ready for a short notice booking in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, then sometimes you have days where you just know you're not going to work that day. And I feel like, I don't know what it is about me. I have like the worst luck. I feel like I've jinxed myself. It's always on the days where I'm like flat out busy doing something, family things. That's when I get like the most inquiries. I'm like, why? Why?
So I'm like really early to bed. And so like, I'll stay at home like with my makeup on and be like, listen, I'll take a booking if a booking comes. But like, if nothing comes in by like 8:30-ish, I'm like
7. If nothing comes in by 7, I'm in bed.
You old ladies. Jesus Christ. You're worse than my nan.
But get
what
this.
What time are you guys going to bed?
Get this.
I'm in bed by 9
Get this.
O'clock.
8 o'clock. I'm taking off my makeup.
Inquiry.
Yeah.
Straight away. Yeah, I'm the same.
And then
I'm the same.
The next day, I'm like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to do 8:30 tonight. No inquiries. 8:30. Ding. I'm like,
It always happens. It always happens. Yeah, I can vouch for that. It's just the curse.
So when it comes to your client with escorting that, so it's someone that's like knows the deal, simple, comes in, sees it for what it is, isn't like trying to like fuck around in between. When it comes to content creation, you said it's a lot of work, right? What for you makes it a lot of work? And I guess like my other question is like, when it comes to content creation, what's your like perfect partner when it comes to that?
It's a lot of work because it's not just like when you think of content creators, then you think of like whatever, Fansly or OnlyFans or whatever it is that they're on, and that's the content creating. But it's not. It's everything else. It's the TikTok, it's the Instagram, it's the Twitter, and it's everything, like you said, driving the traffic to those. And I don't know, you know that, like, do you ever get exhausted making TikToks?
I fucking hate it. I don't even have a TikTok.
Do you ever feel like cringe looking back at your TikToks and your reels?
The bane of my existence is having to do my daily posting.
Are you ever like, who is this person?
That's why I started doing, just to make life simple for myself, that's why I started doing those little mini vlogs, because I can sit down for like half an hour with someone, have a conversation, send it off to my editor, not have to think about it, and then like get like 20 videos or something from that like 20 minutes in.
Yes.
Literally, I did that whole thing just to like make my life easier for not having. Wait, so Coco and I had did like a content day like the other day, and it's
I think I saw some.
I know. I was quotes. Like, let's do that. And it's just so cringe. Like, yeah. I was looking back at it and I was like, I just feel stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it works though. Like, that's the thing. It does work, and you are like, I guess, acting, right? But
yes.
Yeah, there is a big part of it that does feel crazy. I remember when we first did TikTok, she tried. I think we did like one or two weeks of this, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, I feel so fucking stupid. Like, this
did
is.
Did you ever get a video that like got a ton of views and then all of a
sudden?
I don't think we even posted anything.
I can't do this. Like, this is too much. Because I feel like, at least for us, like for the podcast itself, like, or even like with my brand for like sex coaching and things, I feel like there's got to be a way to do TikToks where I don't feel fucking stupid.
How many times? I'm going to get into this.
Let's not bring our fights on air. Right?
But then like, okay, so that's one part of it that's really hard. The other part of it that's hard is the platform itself. Like, you're constantly scheduling on there or
chatting.
Like, yeah. Are you doing all your own chatting, your scheduling, your own editing? Like, it's a lot.
Mm.
It's a lot, mm-hmm. a lot. So, yeah. And then what is my favorite thing about like a scene partner?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what do you look for when it comes to like picking a partner?
I like when they're really good with angles and lighting, because that's not like my forte.
So it's like the production aspect. Yeah.
They do the editing too.
If they do all the work,
the lighting, the camera angles, and the editing, and you're good at it, hit me up.
You're looking for a videographer with a dick, essentially, is what you're after.
Yeah. I see you posting on Twitter that you've retired from content, semi-retired from content.
No. I'm not. That wasn't Twitter. That was Instagram. I'm not retired. I'm just pulling back from content at the moment.
Yep.
Do
you want to talk about that?
I'm just tired of the testing coming back incorrect. Like, other people's testing, my testing.
Yeah, we spoke about this last week actually with a couple of the content creators that we were talking to from America, and it's just not up to the same standard.
No, like you go to the States and there's three testing companies. There's Cutting Edge, there's Claire, and there's Talent Testing. And you go in.
You just walk in.
You just walk in and you can buy the pathology or whatever right then and there. It's expensive, but you can buy it right then and there from them. Your results are either back the same day or the next day.
Yeah, mine came back in like less than 24 hours. Mine came back just straight to my phone. That was
easy to read. It's literally just like
online items.
Yeah, it's like line items.
Do we have an online company here that does this?
Yeah, we have Stigma, but they're just lacking right now.
We have Stigma and we have Instant Scripts. And like, I'm not going to say they're lacking. Like, I appreciate both companies.
Okay, we get it. You want a brand deal with them, okay? We get it.
they don't test for all the same things that you're supposed to be testing for as per American standards.
I wonder if you can actually just speak to someone from the company.
We've tried.
And be like, can we just get a link for, okay, we want all these tests. We have a link. We can send it to people we want to get tested.
Yeah, we tried.
So healthcare is more like governed here.
Yeah.
Right? Everything's done under like Medicare and all that. Yeah. So that's why it's like, oh, it doesn't fit under the bulk billing or something.
But what
like
I'm saying
that.
Is if you're a private company doing this, There's probably a market for people that are like, look, I'm happy to do it outside of Medicare and get it covered. And I just want it nice and easy. So because I do blood panels for myself, right? Which you can go to the GP, you have to have like a reason and blah, blah. Or I just do it privately. I have a bunch of tests. It's really easy. Surely there's a market.
So the issue is the MGen mainly is the issue. But the reason why it's so hard to get that tested for here is because like they can't justify it because we don't really have MGen here other than like in the creator community. It's not like because
that's what I'm saying. If you do it privately outside
of America. Well, I think stigma is kind of private, but I think they said they just can't justify doing that test so often or something like that.
Instant Scripts like too. So I get my MGen off Instant Scripts. But just like The results come back so messy. Sometimes they come back incorrect.
Yeah, I had a missing MGen.
The doctors don't listen to you. You're like, this is what I want to be tested for. Mm. One time I said I want to be tested for a full STI panel plus MGen plus trico, whatever it's called. Mm. And they gave me a full blood panel.
Oh.
And some STI tests. Oh. And I was like, what is this? And they were like testing the inflammation.
Like cholesterol
in my body.
And stuff?
Yeah. And I was like, this is useless.
Like, I don't care how much cholesterol I have.
Yeah, and that's annoying because if you go to just a normal GP, a lot of them probably have no idea, right? Like they can do because basically when you go to a GP, a lot of their testing is all online based. So I used to be a nurse, right? So in hospital, and this is what you do. You just click and it would give you like a certain panel of everything, mm-hmm. right? But going in and having doing specifically is probably something they do that often. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you had something where it was just like one click, this is everything we want, do it through a private company, that'd be ideal, but it sounds like it's just not there. Sucks.
Mm.
So that's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, because you're talking about with basically the partners that you do content creation with, you have like a set of rules, right? Which is like...
Oh, the do's and don'ts?
Yeah. Yeah, what are they?
Okay. So generally when you do content, like you should go over your do's and don'ts beforehand. Mm. My do's and don'ts are always...
So, you said it with so much confidence earlier. Really? Why are you getting all nervous
now?
Okay,
so my do's and don'ts are always that I don't want to do, like, I don't want to film surprise anal. Nobody wants to film surprise anal.
Like, as in they just shove their dick
in?
No
one wants to do surprise anal.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What is surprise anal?
Well, like,
just
we're
chuck
not
it
filming
in.
Anal. If we didn't discuss when we planned this a week ago, when we said let's do content next week, we would have said, let's film anal.
Yeah.
You don't then show up.
I feel
go,
like a dick
hey.
Would just never slide into my
I mean, even in my private life, like if I want to do anal with a girl, I usually give her a chance to prep if she wants to. It's like, hey, next week, do you want to try? Because some girls don't give a fuck. They're just like, I don't care. Some girls are like, no, I don't want to eat like 6 hours before. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah.
Some people don't.
And some people
want to
do.
There's any
as well.
Crap involved whatsoever.
Or even just shaving your asshole.
I love you call it surprise anal.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to finger a guy's asshole once and he was like, no, I haven't shaved my asshole. I was like, I don't care. He's like, no, I care.
Yeah, so, exactly. You need some prep time.
So,
yeah.
Right. No surprise anal.
No surprise. I like that.
Nothing really rough. And so like everybody's sort of like definition of rough is different. So I'm always like, so like that means no closed fist punching and no kicking. And people are always like, I would never. And I'm like, listen, I don't know. I don't know what your version of rough is.
No,
especially
if
you're doing a hardcore scene.
No, yeah. This is really good, actually. I think this is good for everyone listening, not just in content creation, but like in private life as well. Because when I hear no hardcore, that's what I'm thinking, right? It's like, okay, I'm not going to beat the fucking shit out of you. But if a girl says no hardcore, but I like it rough, like to me, what that means is totally different to everyone else. And sometimes girls will just say, oh, I like everything. And I'm like, okay, but
no,
your
you
everything...
Don't.
Yeah,
different
to
my
say,
everything.
I'm gonna shave your head then.
Yeah, sometimes I'll tell girls I love tying you up and shaving your head. She's like, no. I'm like, well, don't say everything, all right? So yeah, it's good that you're
I'm in control of my Britney moment.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's good that you're like very specific. I like that. Okay. So no punching, close fist, no kicking. Yeah.
No kicking, no close fist. Nothing very rough. And
do you say like what would count as like being like rough? So it's like okay,
yeah.
Spitting,
so I'm like
choking,
I don't care if you spit, choke, slap. But I'm
just
like
nothing that would bruise.
Extreme.
Yeah.
No.
And then, yeah. So I guess over time I realized that like male creators sometimes will like love bomb you or like not even, sometimes not just love bomb you, but like
they get attached.
Act like they're interested in you beyond
the scene.
Yeah, beyond the scene, which like honestly they're probably not, but they just act like it for some reason. And okay. So started sticking that in there, which is really awkward to explain to them. So you'll be like,
just don't fall in love with me.
And they're like, you're so vain. And I'm like, no, that's not what I mean. Like, I just mean, don't act like you're into me afterwards. Like, once we're done, we're done. So basically, like, camera's on, then everything's on. We can make out, we can fuck, whatever. Camera's off. Like, I don't want to make out. I don't want you like grabbing my ass, grabbing my tits, stuff like that. In between scenes, I remember. I was like, in between, like, if there's like any like in between fluffing, that's totally cool. Like, if your dick is lost the hard on while you set up all the lighting, because you're amazing at lighting and angles.
Love it.
Then, like, I will do my job and get you hard again.
Listen, anyone willing to move a light for me, I will make you hard. All right, this is her guarantee.
You move this the lights, and I will give you that sloppy toppy.
Horning is guaranteed for light movement. Okay, so I guess my question now is: are you ever worried? Because I never thought about it from this point of view before until you mentioned it. But are you ever worried during a scene how you act? Because yeah, I can imagine a guy that has like a very, let's say, intimate scene or a scene that you feel like you have a lot of chemistry in, when the camera goes off for them thinking, oh, this is like okay to continue a little bit, right? And there's like almost a blurred line there. Are you ever worried during a scene how you act that it might like give the wrong impression or like lead the guy on? Is that anything that ever goes through your head or you don't care?
Not exactly like that, but like, yeah, I've been in scenes where like, you know, there's like a lot of eye contact or whatever. And then like you see something in their eyes and you're like, oh no.
Oh no, it's happening.
It's like, just fuck me from behind for a minute.
You're like, oh no. Are they feeling something that I'm not feeling? Yeah. But let's change positions. Can you move the lighting and the angle and stuff?
I know. I always say that to Mark. I'm always like, whenever I'm not into someone, I'm like, just fuck me from behind.
Although she also likes getting fucked from behind. So if that happens to you, it might just be that she likes being fucked.
If I tell you to fuck me from behind, straight away.
Okay.
It's like I just don't want to see your face at all.
Why are you giving it away? Now people are gonna know.
I tried helping her out.
Yeah.
No, I do, but I do also like it from mine.
Exactly,
too.
There we go. So you never
especially
know.
Like at the beginning, sometimes.
I really want anal. Yeah, it's, or not anal, sorry. No surprise anal.
No surprise anal just from me. Behind, just from behind. My God, absolutely not. Anal is not a service that I offer to any future or current clients listening to this. I do not offer
24
anal.
Hours notice and at double the price.
I have a lot of clients that watch this podcast are absolutely no anal from me, guys. That's
unless the guys want the anal, in which case maybe.
What do you mean?
They want
if they want to take it.
How do you feel about that?
Like, I had to peg a guy once. Okay. It was only once. So I get asked for pegging all the time, but I actually don't have a strap on, so I need to buy one, I think.
I've got a few at home.
I finger all of my, like almost all of my, not all of my clients. I take that back. But I finger a lot of my clients' assholes. So nice.
She's a big advocate. I'm a serial finger in the asshole. Fingerer. She likes a surprise finger.
Big advocate.
Oh, I love
for
a surprise finger in the asshole. When I was in Tamworth, I seen like 4 or 5 clients, and every single one of them just stuck their finger in my asshole, and I was like, "This, I need more of this."
They've been listening to the show.
No, it's a surprise. I don't want it.
You don't like it? I like it. Usually they kind of are, so it's never really a surprise. Many guys just shove it up there. Sometimes they do, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But most of them will kind of go near the area and I'm like, oh yeah, that feels good.
They do the like, hover test.
Can I? Yeah. And then I was like, yes, do it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Not many guys will just chuck it in. I mean, some do. But
that's why I love dirty talk for guys listening at home. Like, if there's anything that suddenly, spontaneously you want to try during sex, number one, I mean, you should discuss beforehand. But you can just use dirty talk then. Like, say it is that. Just be like, fuck, your ass looks so good. Oh my God, I want to finger your ass so bad right now. Like, having dirty talk, then the girl can just say,
yeah,
no,
okay, do it. Yeah.
No surprise fingers. Or like, oh my God, I've been waiting for this moment my whole day, okay? Now, hey, fuck me from behind so I don't look at you. But it's like, yeah, that's why it's really always check. Always what I'm saying. But sorry, what were you saying, Coco?
I don't remember.
Oh, we're talking about anal
strap-ons?
I think you were.
Were we anal strap-ons?
I got lost in strap-ons.
Yeah. To anyone that wants to do anal, you can do anal with Coco for, how much extra was it?
Double the price 24 hours notice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you peg guys? Is that something
I never have.
Wow.
It's really difficult.
Have you
ever pegged anyone before? It's really hard.
I've
I don't
worn
know.
A strap-on and fucked. I think I fucked Kayla and Eden with strap-ons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look, it's really difficult. It's
actually, a girl that we mutually know had a threesome with her with another girl. She tried using a strap-on. It was the most hilarious thing in the world.
The guy's job is actually really hard.
A guy's job, I take my hat off to men. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Get
thank
on,
you.
Climb on appreciation. Top of me. And they're planking, especially when you're doing like missionary. And guys, you guys will do anything for a fuck. If I just want to lie there and I say, you got a plank on top of me to fuck me, you guys are going to do it. If I say I'm not jumping on top, if you want to fuck me, you can do it.
I'd love to deny this, but it's true. I will plank as long as I need to. I have clients
that just want to fuck me so bad. Their fucking sweat is like dripping off their face. Yo,
talking about guy appreciation for a second, I'm so sorry. Aircon. All right, any girl listening at fucking home, if you want your guy to plank for an hour, put the fucking aircon on.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sick of women. Okay, this is my little rant. I'm sick of women.
I've got to add on to this.
I am fucking you, okay, for a long time.
Yeah, and you're the one that's planking.
And I'm doing all the fucking work. I probably just tied you up every... And then they have the audacity to look at me and be like, Marcus, it's too cold in here. As sweat is dripping down my fucking forehead. Do you know what? Fuck you. You're going to be a little bit cold, okay? You don't want to be cold? All right, go for a fucking run, all right? But don't lay there like a little princess tied up getting fucking... Shut the fuck up, it's too cold.
I've heard this happen to me so many times where I'm like, I'm really cold, so I'm going to turn the heater on and let a client come. Oh. Fuck the shit out of me.
Oh, I hate you.
And they're like red.
I hate you. I realized my camera probably didn't get my rant.
And they're like, can we turn the aircon on or the fan?
Fuck you guys.
I fucking aircon. And I'm like, sorry, I've got the heater on, actually.
Sorry.
I fucking aircon.
Oh, you're the best.
So I hate the cold. I hate the cold. I only like the heat. But when I sleep and when I fuck, I need the cold. And actually, I've put the aircon on so hard before that I've killed people's boners.
Oh, no. Do you know what? You put the aircon on.
Not every guy likes it.
You put the horn is guaranteed with me if you put the aircon on. If I walk into that place and I'm like, oh, it's chilly in here, I'm probably hard already. I'm like, oh, stop it. Okay. You're a queen.
No, it's so true because I've made that mistake so many times where they're like about to go into cardiac arrest and they're like literally red.
I hate fucking heat.
It's so hot.
It's the worst. No one, it's the worst. And you know
but
what?
Like, I don't get, obviously I'm not doing any work, so I didn't get hot.
Fuck you. And by the way, moving on to sleeping, it's so much better like cuddling when it's fucking freezing cold and you get a blanket on, right? No one wants sweaty, hot, fucking blanket.
I don't mind
cuddles.
The aircon on when I'm being cuddled because obviously I'm like, the guy's always really hot.
Okay.
And
I sleep really hot. I'm like radiator in my sleep. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, girls, listening at home, please put the echo on. All right, the guys will respect you.
I know, I'm going to have to start doing that when I have like hosting my in-calls.
They will fuck you for longer because they won't be as hot. All right, just put the echo on.
Oh, and now that it's actually getting hotter as well, I make that mistake so many times.
I always turn the aircon on before they
come. Yeah. I need to add that to my to my prep list.
This is my public service announcement. Okay, where were we? I forgot what we're up to. Oh, yeah. So you've never pegged a guy.
Oh, yeah. No, never pegged a guy. And honestly, like most girls are like, I really want to peg a dude.
I have it's no interest really in pegging like, because I don't like doing any work. So that involves me doing work. Okay, and I'm
like, I just don't. I'm not interested in it.
Yeah.
I'll eat ass all day, but I don't want to stick anything in someone's ass. No.
Yeah. I just like my ass being played with.
What about?
Other than if I'm using a finger like on a guy's ass. But like, I'm not a big fan of like eating ass or pegging ass.
What about he's bent over, you're eating his ass, and you're jacking him off backwards?
I'm never eating a guy's ass ever.
So. He's going to like it.
The only time
he's going to like it, guaranteed.
I'll only eat ass if it's like a regular client of mine that I know is like really clean and I charge them a lot extra. But like I would not just eat any random guy's ass.
I wouldn't any random dude either.
Yeah.
It's mostly been
I get too scared because I'm like, it's going to smell like shit. Like.
Yeah. It's been content creators. It's been content creators or personal life and an occasional client. But again, they're usually regulars.
Mm. Yeah, I've been in a couple clients' houses, but I can count on one hand and they've always been regulars that I obviously know.
Or I'm like, oh, look, it's all so sparkly and cleaned. Ah. Oh, you didn't want me to do that? Sorry. I don't know. Why else would you shave down there if you didn't want me to eat it?
Yeah, that's consent, really. If you go to the effort of shaving, that's consent.
It's like, you think that something's going in there.
Yeah, you get a surprise anal mouth. You clean that shit up. I'm sorry.
The surprise you wanted.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming. Oh, that's awesome. All right.
All right. How about we talk about your, all right, let's get off the topic of anal for a bit.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah. So you've been a sex worker for
11 years. 11? Kind of.
Yeah. How do you find, how have you found dating during that time? Have you dated at all? Do you find it easy, hard?
I've dated a little bit. And it's been hard. One thing is that like a lot of the time I haven't really been interested in dating. So, I mean, there's
just like just
that.
Work. And
I've just been focused on my work anyways. Obviously there's a lot of stigmas around the work. So that makes it difficult. Not interested in being judged for what I do or being asked to stop doing what I do, which I have made that mistake once after years of being like, never stop for a man.
You've stopped before?
Yeah.
Oh.
We won't go there. It was the most miserable 3 years of my life.
3 years. All right, you can tell me about that off air.
Can I ask you one question about that?
Yeah.
What did you do as a profession during that time?
I worked in a medical center of sorts.
Okay, cool.
In a clinic, yeah.
Okay.
In a big clinic.
All right. Did you get fired or?
No, actually. So funny enough, no. I worked my way up. I got promoted.
Oh, hello.
And then I
demoted.
And then I left. And then after I left, yeah. So they looked me up, and then
they, so wait, is this like, how did they find you? Did they find your old stuff, or did they? Because
I just kind of like quit and disappeared on all of them. I kind of just quit and disappeared on all of them, and they were like, and so they looked me up and they found like where I was at. Like my Instagram and stuff, I guess. And it became a big topic of like.
Yeah, I've had a couple of people from my old firm.
And then like HR, creep on my HR had to like put a stop to it and be like, no more talking about her. She did a good job while they backed me. They're like, she did a good job while she was here. So who cares what she's doing now? And then like they
that'd
put
be
into
the best.
It.
Like office gossip though, yeah. Honestly. Yeah. Like for if you're in like a boring fucking office job or something, you're like, hey, our coworker's doing what?
Oh yeah, I reckon exciting. I've been the topic of a few meetings at my old firm for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
All right, so Coco, what do you got coming up? What are your plans?
I think I'm just going to, like, I don't have anything solid right now because I decided I'm going to stay in, I've been overseas quite a bit this year, but I decided I'm going to stay in Australia for the next couple months.
Nice.
Work on my citizenship.
Have fun.
Yeah. And then I just want to try touring some spots that I haven't
toured before. You don't really tour much, do you?
Not a whole lot. I tour down here, but usually I tour down here on my way to the States. And I tour to Cairns because I used to live there. And that's it. I used to tour from Cairns down to Gold Coast.
Oh, maybe we should do a doubles tour. Yeah. I tour literally. I'm literally
I want to do
somewhere.
Canberra. And
I've just done like
Perth,
2 weeks of like fucking touring, and now I've got another week of full blown touring.
Would you go all the way to Perth?
I've done Perth. I do Perth at least.
There you go.
I do Perth 3 to 4 times a year, and okay. I'm doing Perth again in January. I've got so many clients in Perth, and they're like, "Come back," and I'm like,
"Cool."
I'm like, "I'm coming." So
you're like,
yeah,
it's just so far. I'm not coming all the time.
Oh, you make so much money there, though. It's all the FIFO guys, so that's why I do it like. Every like quarter, but you make a lot of money there. I'm planning a Perth trip in I think January, end of January.
Nice. Okay.
Maybe
let me know.
I will.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Cool. And where can people find your Fansly? Not only fans, guys. Where can they find your Fansly?
We're going to convert everybody to. I might even make a Fansly after this.
All the girls are going to be moving to Fansly.
There's going to be no one left on OnlyFans.
They're not as strict.
You can get all your squirting and fisting and
you can get peed on, just not in the mouth.
I have a squirting video on there. Check it out.
Yep.
She will pee on you on there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not.
Not in the mouth and not swallowing.
I think maybe in the mouth might be allowed, but you're not allowed to drink it.
No swallowing.
And fruit play? Is allowed on there? Is it? Because you got a lot of fruit stuff, don't you?
Do I? No.
I remember you telling me once that you had fruit videos removed from OnlyFans. Was that you that told me that?
I had a golf club up my pussy removed.
Okay, okay. That's much more extreme.
Oh,
maybe you were not the one that spoke to me about the fruit thing, but yeah, because they banned fruit on OnlyFans.
You guys can find me. My website has all of my social media on it. So my website is www.cocosworld.xxx.
Cool. And we'll put that link down in the description.
So everything will be
linked there. Coco.
And keep an eye out for any Coco and Katya tours.
Exactly. It's coming up. All right. Thank you for coming on. It's been fun.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.